Good morning, KBEC listeners. Jim Phillips, and we are honored today to have Shannon Smith, the Director of Patient Financial Services for Ennis Regional Medical Center, in studio. Shannon, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. That's a big title. What does the Director of Patient Financial Services at Ennis Regional Medical Center, what do you do?
We basically oversee registration processes and help patients understand their benefits and make sure we get all the information entered correctly. And
do you like it?
I do.
How long have you been there?
I've been in Ennis total 10 years.
Okay.
Went to Parkview in between, but, you know, came back to Ennis in August of
this year. Fantastic. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
So this is the time of year everybody's wondering, oh my gosh, I'm up against it. I've got this wonderful deductible. I've only got so many insurance benefits or whatever. What do you tell them to do?
Well, you make sure you get all your screenings done before the end of the year, mammograms, colonoscopies, bone densities, any wellness exams you may need. And if your deductible and out-of-pocket are met, it's a great time to get anything else you need done before they start over in January.
That makes perfect sense. I learned something recently. Talk to me about screenings. How you get screenings, what do you need to have screened, what do you recommend?
Okay, so mammograms are done after the age of 40. You do that yearly. Colonoscopies after the age of 50. And bone density tests are done every 2 years after the age of 50.
I learned something on colonoscopies. Maybe you don't know. But if you have a history of cancer in your family, you should have a colonoscopy done every 5 years.
Yes.
Maybe not just every 10 years. Do most insurance companies cover all of this? Do they cover wellness exams? Do they cover the screenings? How does that work?
Yes, most of them do for the preventative wellness.
What is preventative wellness? That's one of those terms that I think people are kind of...
Preventative wellness is the insurance companies want to stay ahead of anything that could happen in the future, so you get those done yearly, so it's easier on the patient and if it's caught earlier.
Can people, and this is something that I'm not really sure I fully understand, can people just randomly call you up and say, hey, I think I need a screening for a mammogram. I think I had a mammogram 4 years ago now. What do I do?
Yes, they can. They can self-refer themselves at Ennis Regional. You just have to have a primary care doctor so we can send those results to your doctor. You get it done a year and a day after the previous mammo done. So if it's been 4 years, like you said, sure, you can come. We'll get you scheduled to come in for that.
But you don't need to first go to your primary care physician and say, hey, I'm thinking about having a colonoscopy done, or, you know, do I recommend it? You can just literally call you, and then you're going to send the results after they're done to the primary physician. Is that right?
Well, for the mammos.
For the mammos.
The colonoscopies, you'll have to have an order for those.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. So the order's got to then come from my primary physician.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm clear as mud on that one, but makes sense. So what happens if people reach this wonderful little magical number out there that's called your deductible?
Oh, well, the deductible is great to meet. That just means that out-of-pocket costs are less for the patient, and then your insurance is paying at max benefits 80-20 if it's diagnostic or, you know, wellness, as we've been talking about. Typically, they pay 100%.
So on a typical plan, let's say you've got a $2,500 deductible. If you hit that for the year, mm-hmm. you've already spent that in medical expenses, then all the rest of these screenings are basically going to be at a reduced cost to you. So get them done this year rather than having to pay that deductible again next year.
Yes.
All right? Okay. I thought I had that right, but I wasn't
100%
sure.
But screenings a lot of times don't go towards your deductible.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Why is that?
Because they're preventative wellness.
Okay.
So they are not applied to the deductible.
So the insurance companies have a whole different little silo for those kind of situations.
They're covered at 100%.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you enjoy about your job?
Learning something new every day, you know, meeting different people, helping patients, helping people, you know, stay well and, you know, you see the good with the bad when you're in healthcare, of course. So
how do you interface with the patient, and how do you interface with the physicians? Or do you?
I do most of the time. I get the calls after when they get their bill. that's actually how I.
This is when I wish radio had a little video screen on it, because you get them when they're mad.
Yeah.
Or they don't understand the coding, or yes, they don't understand the detail of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's when I receive them. But, you know, our department is patient contact. We're the first people that they see, come in contact with, and, you know, try to give people good experiences when they come in.
What do you think sets Ennis Regional Medical Center apart? If you had to tell your friend in 5 words, 10 words, why they should use Ennis Regional Medical Center over someplace else, what would you tell them? People?
The people are, you know, we try to treat everyone with respect. We're kind of just more family-oriented. We're a family, and we like to treat others when they come in as if they were part of one big family.
The people in Ennis, mm-hmm, I think, and the people, quite frankly, in Ellis County are very blessed to have your type of facility. Because having done this now for the better part of 2 years with Ennis Regional Medical Center, the overlying comment over and over is you genuinely care about your patients, you care about your doctors, you care about each other.
Yes.
And I think that is so, so wonderful. It really is. So how do people find out about more services for ERMC, and how do they find out all the wonderful things you guys do over there? I know the answer to this when I see it 100 times. I'll give it to you. Literally go to their website at ennisregional.com, or they've got a wonderful phone number. Do you know what that phone number is?
Yeah, it's 855-875-ERMC-3762.
Shannon, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, you're welcome.
Did I miss anything? Is there anything else in your job description you want to talk about? Anything else that you felt needed to be mentioned to our wonderful listeners?
No, just get out and come and see us, and we'll hope to keep your business if you have never seen us before, and, you know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have one last thing to tell you.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
You as well.
Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
No.
Really?
No.
But
I plan on getting that done.
Good for you. Our good friends at Ennis Regional Medical Center, check them out. Always check them out on the web, www.ennisregional.com, or you can check them out at or give them a call, 855-875-ERMC. That's 3762. Ennis Regional Medical Center there in beautiful Ennis, Texas. Have a good one. We're done.